فاطمة يا زهرة، يا 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 فاطمة. The day of trial has come. The house of Haidar is burned. Can we imagine your pain? The door has struck a Zahra. The door has struck a Zahra. The nail pierced my mother. Haidar's heart rides right along. Muhsin ascends high above. The lady slowly martyred. The lady slowly martyred. Ya Fatima ya Zahra. 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 Her pain has struck her father, the noble prophet above. His Zahra's rib has been crushed. Oh, so young you have left us. Oh, so young you have left us. Shi'atu Ali, I say, finally your mother freed from tyranny and hate. Your mother descends away. Your mother descends away. Ya Fatima ya Zahra. 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 Hussein and Hassan are thee, sons of paradise and sea. Your mother is broken, so don't leave my Zainab to cry. Don't leave my Zainab to cry. Zainab, the day will come when your brothers are all alone. How can I watch and not cry to see Haidar's sons martyred? To see Haidar's sons martyred. Ya Fatima ya Zahra. Ya Fatima ya Zahra. Ya Fatima ya Zahra. Ya Zahra. Ya Fatima ya Zahra. Dear Muslims, don't you deny the fight in Palestine and Bahrain and Yemen. Only if you to be sad, only if you to be sad. Batul didn't die for us to be silent and stay shy. She sees above how we have become ready for Mahdi. Become ready for Mahdi. Ya Fatima ya Zahra. Ya Fatima ya Zahra. Ya Fatima ya Zahra. Ya Fatima ya Zahra. Ya Fatima Ya Zahra 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 Ya Fatima
بسم الله صلوا على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل
السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters Sheikh Osama thank you for joining us for the last night of our 3-day Fatimiyah program inshallah to start off tonight's program I would like to welcome our dear brother Ali Abbas for some recitation from the Holy Quran Please help me welcome him with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa
ajal. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا وحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء كشطت وإذا الجحيم سعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما أحضرت فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان الرجيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوا على محمد وآل محمد
Sent Brother Ali, if we could please recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum.
Assalamu alaikum again, Sheikh Osama, dear brothers and sisters. Thank you all for joining us for the last night of the Fatimiyya program. My condolences to all of you and the Imam of our time and the martyrdom of Sayyida Fatima. Inshallah, if we can just make a couple announcements, if we could all please make sure that we adhere to the masking and facial covering requirement. And then also the cafeteria is available for parents with younger children if they could watch the program from there. It's live streamed if they need a little bit more room. And the first classroom is also available with the live stream for nursing mothers. If we could please recite Fatiha for Hassan Zahir, Sayyid Taqi, all the shuhada of Islam, all the scholars of Islam who have left us. After a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Inshallah, now if we could please ask our sister Fatima Najdi to join us for some recitation of poetry. Please help me welcome her with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. My sincerest condolences to respected Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani, brothers and sisters, on the final night anniversary of the death of Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. If we can begin with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
In black, come inside. Fatima will greet us. Her own chest broken, her own hand bruised. These days are hers, these days are hers. The door is painted in despair when Zahra gasps for air. The nail curses its own existence when Zahra's Muhsin is lifeless. The stars that used to look to her fall out of sight asunder, and the fire at her door is chilled when in her holy house she is killed. Her light on earth decreases, and in the heavens it increases. Her look is our nourishment, and the water of Kawthar is left jealous. In her chest, an excruciating pain, but you won't hear her complain. Ali is afraid to leave her alone. What if to the heavens she has flown? Hassan, Hussein, and Zainab gather. They begin to beg her, O mother, what has happened? Tell us you won't leave us abandoned. Tell us you will not leave us orphaned. You are the light of our heavens. Your care in this house exalts it, and so to it the seven heavens submit. Their cries leave the throne of Allah shaking. O Allah, our mother is leaving. What does Ali grieve over first? Who can decide what is the worst? Does he grieve over his child innocent, or his Zahra who suffers yet is silent? How will Ali visit you, O mother, in the night and alone with a flower? He will have no companion. Into a well alone can he confide in. His hands tremble and shake. In his chest, his heart breaks. Oh, mother, didn't you know? Your rib was protecting his soul. How did that moment come to pass? Did the earth not feel embarrassed? Did its rotation truly go uninterrupted when Zahrat's rib is unprotected? What did that empty cradle do? How did day break display its more bright hue? Her sigh fell on deaf ears. For her cries, the day of judgment itself nears. But these hearts don't move or shake. No one in the city is awake. Has Muhammad even come? They all seem to have gone numb. What did that empty cradle do? How did day break display its bright hue? Her sigh fell on deaf ears, and for her cries alone, the day of judgment itself nears. But these hearts don't move or shake. No one in the city is awake. Has Muhammad even come? They all seem to have gone numb, and my ears are still hearing those children crying, oh Allah, our mother is leaving, and the path to martyrdom by her blood is led, and the map is in the tears she shed. Could the sun ever truly set? After her martyrdom by life she is met. Her rosary beads over itself mourns, at her oppressors it scorns. Who will do tasbih the way Fatima has? Or go door to door the way Fatima has? Who will tire themselves for their imam? Who will kill themselves before their imam? Who will raise Ali's banner? Who will put themselves forward and die a martyr? Was there no one else to protect Walaya? Why was our mother alone and in fire? Who did they think the purified were? Who did they think the family were? Did no one know she was his daughter? Did no one who was at Ghadir remember? Was her rib worth less than their blood? By God, I swear, it's worth more than a flood of their blood. The rose has been crushed and torn, but the petals live on to guide and mourn. And her tears have fallen to the ground, yet the city makes no protest or sound. Was her rib worth less than their blood? By God, it is worth more than a flood of their blood. The rose has been crushed and torn, but the petals live on to guide and warn. Her tears have fallen to the ground, and the city still makes no protest or sound. To them, no one but Allah is listening. Oh Allah, our mother is leaving. Her door was the front line, and no one came to protect her rib divine. But the war has continued. The war has continued, so we'll follow her path with fortitude. Her path ends in martyrdom, and to tread on it is tiresome. But look at her generosity. How many of us has she guided lovingly? To her we have raised our hands. From her alone we receive our commands. Because we are not for ourselves, O Fatima. You are our master, our commander, our mother. And when like a mountain you stood against the harsh winds of falsehood, your name is the key and the secret to reach that holy summit. If Walaya is worth your pure blood, then we must give everything we could. And whatever we give and do, it will be nothing next to that sight of you. We dream of that moment when your request to God saves us from that torment. And the second you see us through, with what great relief will we see you. I'm tortured by that cry I keep rehearing. Oh Allah, our mother is leaving. In black, come inside. Fatima will greet us. Her own chest broken, her own hand bruised. These days are hers. These days are hers. Wassalamu alaykum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
For the love of Lady Fatima, please recite aloud salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Thank you, sister, for those beautiful words of poetry. Inshallah, Ya Rab, we can go to the next portion of our program. If we could please help me welcome Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani with three loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبو القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's a great tawfiq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that alhamdulillah we're able to gather for our last and final night for the Fatimiyya. The title this year is Grateful for Her Majesty. We are ever so grateful for her wilaya, her majesty, her authority, her love. And alhamdulillah, Allah has granted us the tawfiq to gather, to remember, to recite poetry for her, to read Quran for her. And before I begin with my main thoughts, I do want to thank each and every one of you, mu'mineen and mu'minat. Our poetry this year, jazakum Allah khairan, sister. The Quran, the Majlis, the Latmiya, the efforts that go behind the scenes, but God knows, and Sayyida Fatima knows. So all of you here who have made this a real Majlis, you've attended, and all of the extended Hadi family who is with us online, participating, they're with us. We ask that Allah accept the mourning of each and every one of you by the right of Az-Zahra, Salamullahi Alayha, Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. We shouldn't think sitting in her gathering is small. Being able to recite Quran before we hear the words of Ahlul Bayt is insignificant. Sitting in her majlis is a big thing. Being part of the struggle, trying in our best to connect the dots and ready ourselves for the real challenge that's out there. And inshallah, we hope that this gathering of ours is a step in the coming of the Mahdi. Each one of these things is very important. It's big. You see, everything that's connected to Fatima is special. While we consider her wilaya to be the ni'mah which is uzma, we have no greater ni'mah than the wilaya of Fatima. That's our dunya and akhirah. Everything that's connected to her is also special. It also leads to guidance. It leads to God. I want to give you one example from the life of Sayyida Fatima. Once, Amirul Mu'mineen was in a difficult financial situation. Allah tested him in different ways with specific reasons and to use it for guidance for us. The Imam was in a difficult financial situation and he needed food for the house. He needed a loan, food for the house. They said that the Imam wanted to get barley. Barley. So he went to one of the local Ahlul Kitab, one of the people of the book, and he told them that I'd like to borrow some barley. And the man said, sure, why not? Of course, I will give it to you. He said, but if you don't mind, I will give you what you need, but until you can repay me for the foodstuffs, do you mind if I ask for something as a guarantee? Of course, what do you need? Just some guarantee. You're going to come, you're going to pay the money. The Imam had no other guarantee but one of the prayer shador of Sayyida Fatima. He said, this is the shador of Sayyida Fatima until I bring the money. The man took it, alhamdulillah, took it back to his house, put it in one of his rooms, maybe in a chest. He put it in one of his rooms. That evening, when it was all dark out, his wife noticed that there was noor coming out of a room. She goes to investigate and she sees this room has a special kind of noor. She tells her husband, what is this? The husband forgot what's in the room. He goes back. No, there is noor. He goes closer and closer, perhaps opens up the chest and sees, no, it's coming from the chador of Sayyida Fatima. Don't you know that miracle, just the chador of Sayyida Fatima. He goes over, he tells his family members, she tells her family members, 80 of the people of the book became Muslim from the shador of Sayyida Fatima. So everything about her is special. Being able to have the tawfiq to gather for 3 nights, that's something that we definitely want to thank Allah for. And we hope, inshallah, that on the day when everything counts, this will be considered amongst our greatest acts of worship. Now, brothers and sisters, this year, as we prepared for the Mahdi, we had a very important and difficult task placed before us. God told us, and all of the believers in the Quran, He says, "Fadhkuru ala Allah." Remember God's bounties, God's blessings. La'allakum tuflihun. Maybe if you do this, you'll be successful. See, we've learned that Shaitan, one of his favorite weapons, you can say maybe his favorite sin, when he looked at mankind, how can I get these guys to fail? Will it be zina? Will it be theft? What could I do that would bring everybody down? Something a lot more apparently simpler, but deadlier. Easy. I'll get them to not be grateful. If I can do that, these believers, instead of feeling blessed, if I can get them to ignore the favors and bounties of God, I'll have won. So our job then became, because this is now our dunya and akhirah, right? God has told us, we learned in the hadith of Ahlul Bayt, if we aren't grateful, this is the line between us and the beast. We learned this. But the challenge of being a follower of the Ahlul Bayt, the school of Zahra, is that gratitude to God isn't accepted if it's only my gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Sayyidah Fatima herself for her wilaya. Rather, it's supposed to be demonstrated in my interactions with her children. If you're grateful, if you appreciate, there should be a sign. She's telling all of us, myself, all of the mu'mineen and mu'minat, if you're grateful, there should be a sign. What is the sign? I'm going to see and watch your interactions with my children. Those means of Allah giving you blessings, channels blessings, and we're all surrounded by blessings, countless blessings. And our instructions are that we're supposed to remember them, think about them, thank God for them. But not just thank God, the means of God getting these blessings to us. So that became the challenge. For something big like this, we need the help of the Ahlul Bayt. A mission like this, everything on the line, we need the help of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, to succeed in this. Because God's blessings are, they're too many to count. How do I remember them? How do I notice them? How many people, it's serious now, who see in their lives that I have a problem that won't get resolved. A difficulty, a knot that needs to be untied. I can tell there's something wrong. How many people? I'm pushing, I'm pulling, I'm trying. Spiritually, I want to be a better person. But when God looks, He says, well, the real reason is that you're not grateful. You think it's this thing. You're fighting that. You're trying to fix this. You're trying to change that. Moving heaven and earth. But the real problem is that you just, in the bottom of your heart, you're ungrateful. And ungrateful to who? I say superficially, but God, I thank you. But actually, the school of Fatima is that you've got to be grateful to each and every person who's a means of you getting a blessing. How many people fail because of this? How many people, if they were grateful, God would open doors? May Allah give us tawfiq. So for something this big, we need to go to the Ahlul Bayt for assistance. We need their help. We need them on our side. And the Ahlul Bayt, as a general principle, have told us that they're helped. They're our help for us. Their safety. This is all of the Ahlul Bayt. We have in that beautiful hadith, the Imam says this, وَنَحْنُ كَحْفٌ. We are a cave. We're a shelter. لِمَنْ إِلْتَجَعَ إِلَيْنَا. Whoever seeks refuge to us, whoever's looking for help, looking for assistance, needs a safe space. We, Ahlul Bayt, are that person. But now, out of all of the members of the Ahlul Bayt, when times got tough and the strong need help, the strong would go to our mother, Sayyidah Fatima. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would go to, the title, Umm Abiha, from childhood. Who did the Prophet go to for comfort, for assistance? The strongest man. You go to our mother, Sayyidah Fatima. Umm Abiha. Now, what we can do is we can realize our full potential when we go to our mother. Right? Remember, this lady is special in Allah's eyes. Although she's not one of the Anbiya. Like the greatest of the Anbiya, Angel Jibra'il came to visit her. The Mus'haf of Fatima, right? Angel Jibra'il. Only exclusive prophets, not every prophet get to speak to Angel Jibra'il. He came to her. So the strongest would go to her, those who are the bravest. I want to mention a story of some of our shuhada, where they came and there was a very important mission that the brothers had to carry out. And when we're mentioning these stories of the shuhada, I hope, brothers and sisters, that we're doing this. We're reminding ourselves of the real mission, the imam of the time. We know this isn't a cakewalk, that you just, this is a walk in the park. Everybody could have made it with Sayyidah Fatima. Islam got here, it was just so easy. No, we know there's a struggle. We're trying to use these majalis to prepare ourselves by listening to the stories of those who really did it. So these men had a responsibility. It's a mission. We have to carry out this mission. And as you know, with the mission, there's several teams. People are moving from different areas. Everybody's timed. We all have to get to our spots at the right time. The brothers were rushing over to do this mission in the middle of the night, and they came to a minefield that they hadn't discovered. Normally, you do a reconnaissance mission. You make sure that there's no obstacles because you've got to lead them in there. But when they show up here, it seems the enemy had put down a new minefield. And time's short. If we don't get to our spot, how many other brothers lose their lives? Immediately, some of the brothers said, okay, well, let's run over the mines. The leader said, the commander of those troops said, no, give me a few minutes. Now, the believer said, the one who's telling this story, he said, I had heard stories about this commander. This commander, his connection with Sayyidah Fatima was very strong. We were watching, we're waiting, we know, we have minutes. This thing, you have to be accurate. We see that leader go to the side. We know what he's doing. It's the prayer of Sayyidah Fatima. We see him go into the sajda. We hear him calling out, Ya Mawlati Aghithini, help me. He says that I'm watching this. And then the tears of this man. He said, I thought he fainted. I'm hearing him moan. Finally, I hear him go silent. I think he's fainted. Then he gets up. Tears running down his face. And he says those words, Fatima has shown us the way. The brothers all start to shed tears. The guy said, we started running behind this man. And the guy who's telling the story, he said he was so confident. It's as if it's running during the day. He's running through a minefield. In the daytime, he's what? And he's going, and we all got through. He said afterwards, we came to the commander, we said, what was it that you saw on that night? Alhamdulillah, the operation was a success. How did you do it? What did you see? No matter how much we pressed, he wouldn't tell us. What he did do, crying, was just to mention these words, Batshahaya Fatima, the children of Fatima. Maybe he told his mother, I'm responsible, these are your children, show me. So the strongest of the strong go to Sayyidah Fatima. And those who do see the results, we hope inshallah to go to her, to benefit from her in these nights. So we said that being part of this school, truly benefiting from her, is going to express itself and show itself in how I interact with my brothers and sisters. Those mu'mineen and mu'minat who interact with me. Our focus in these nights is our responsibility, not anybody else's. As Allah says in the Quran, O you who believe, alaykum anfusakum. Take care of your own souls. Everybody else, they're appreciating them. That's their job. My job, my spiritual journey, myself. Alaykum anfusakum. My job is to make sure that those who are around me, my family members, my children, my spouse, my parents, other mu'mineen and mu'minat that I'm interacting with, those believers, those means of Allah getting me blessings, I don't want those individuals to feel underappreciated. I want them to feel special. I want them to know, you are a means of Allah getting me a blessing. In order for me to get closer to God, to get closer to Sayyidah Fatima, in order for me to worship God, because we covered the verses before, in order for me to worship God, I've got to thank Him. In order for me to do that, I have to thank the means. I don't want those who are in my circle to feel like they're just cogs in a machine. They're footstools. I use them to go where I need to go. Not if I'm trying to worship Allah. I want them to feel special, to be noticed. All of the blessings that I'm seeing through them, receiving through them, I thank God for them, but I also thank the means of receiving those blessings. So, you and I, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, the effects that having something like this, let's say the culture of the Ahlul Bayt, how they wanted us to appreciate all of those who interact with us, what would that do for a family? Let's say, for myself as a child, I consider it my responsibility to make sure my mother and father, they know I love them. I appreciate them. Whatever I've achieved, it's because of, I want them to feel that. Let's say as a wife, I want not only my husband, my mother-in-law, my father, those are the means of me, them to know that alhamdulillah, because of you, I'm, as a father, as a husband, my job, everybody who interacts with me, that they know, God knows, we all appreciate. Let's say this was to happen to a family, and everybody felt important, everybody felt special, everybody felt whatever little I'm doing, everybody else in the family is like, this person is irreplaceable. Without you, this family is not the same. We need you. You're important. If a family was like this, what would it do for a family? You see, it's true that we want to get to that spiritual station where we can be like Imam Khomeini, because we look at the hadith of Ahlul Bayt, we want to get to a stage where literally we don't even want to be praised or acknowledged. Everything is for Allah subhanahu. We want to move in that direction. But how many people are like that? We need encouragement. We're human beings. Meaning this is something that we can all sense ourselves. Yes, it's true. Some people were like Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini was like that. When that alim came to him, was under so much pressure, and he was talking about how cruelly he was being treated, all the terrible things people were saying about him. And Imam Khomeini told him, he said, look, if all of those people who are out there, who were chanting, long live Khomeini, we will, your soldiers, if all of them say death to Khomeini, it means nothing to me. I'm going to do my job. We would like to be like that. But now let's be honest with ourselves, right? Alaykum anfusakum, our own selves. What does God want from us? How much are we affected when somebody notices? When we're appreciated? When people care? So now our job, of course, is to focus on making sure everybody else has that spiritual experience. We want to make the journey to Allah easier for everyone else who interacts with us. They're all moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can I make that journey a little easier? These people have the wilaya of Sayyidah Fatima in their hearts. God is testing them. Can I, by appreciating them, by noticing, by sharing, can I make their job, their journey a little easier? I'm focused on my responsibility. This is a path of martyrdom, of sacrifice, of giving, not just being celebrated. So my job is to try and find this. Now, what we learned from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam was, this is now the hadith that we learned yesterday, one of our first responsibilities to make this a reality, to really be grateful for Her Majesty, Her Wilaya, the honor of being one of Her followers, is to use the tongue, right? To express ourselves, to talk about it, to mention it, to thank, right? The Imam says this, is from Amirul Mu'mineen. He says, the tongues express what's contained in the heart. is not just enough for me from a spiritual point of view, from an Islamic point of view. I appreciate the person. Heart, in my heart, I feel that way about the person. I do care for them. From an Islamic point of view, I'm supposed to say it. That was our first responsibility. We also learned from the Imam. The Imam told us that, okay, sometimes we don't feel eloquent. We don't feel that we have that gift of gab. We can't express, words can't express how much these individuals mean to us. What's the next responsibility? And the Imam told us, we learned this yesterday. Our responsibility was one, to notice and appreciate the blessing. Number two, the responsibility was to love the person. Now the Imam has given us another way. Maybe I'm not the kind of person who's so eloquent. What else can I do from an Islamic point of view? Well, I can be loving. I can be loving. Perhaps, example now, I'm a father. Let's say my family, my wife and I, we're not doing so well. And the words, the way that they should, the way that they all the way, they're not coming out. But can I be forgiving? Can I overlook flaws and faults? That's another way of expressing love. If I can't express words, can I at least be the kind of person to be the first to give somebody a hug? Ways of being loving. The hadith of Ahlul Bayt says that if two believers hug one another for the sake of God, the remainder of the hadith is this: you're told to restart your a'mal. Sins forgiven. I could show love to the person. I could physically appreciate, share. I can't say everything, but I could be loving. I could be kind. I could overlook flaws. Let's say in my example, let's say, okay, well, the food wasn't cooked perfectly, for instance. I could complain. Right? Yeah, well, the food, just like yesterday, right? Or maybe overlooking. Maybe that's a way of showing love. So the Ahlul Bayt have given us more than one way of doing this. But now what we want to do today is kind of to go over some of the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt where they give us, because we said it's not going to be something that's so simple as this whole lesson is just now, say, learn to say thank you. No, no, the Ahlul Bayt, the path, the school of Sayyidah Fatima is very different than that. How do I make others feel special, right? So I can do my responsibility to them. So what we're going to do now is, inshallah, go over the instructions of Imam Sajjad. Salamullahi alayhi. Salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, ala Muhammad. What he's going to do is to show us, this is just one of the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, what are some ways that we ensure that those who are interacting with us, because again, whatever my role is, I'm in an organization, I'm interacting with believers on a daily basis, whatever my role is, then I have this responsibility towards those people. What does the Imam say? وَأَمَّا حَقُّ ذِي الْمَعْرُوفِ عَلَيْكَ. What is the right of those who've done me an act of kindness? What are their rights over me? What do I owe them? The first thing the Imam says over here, so the first one he says, أَنْ تَشْكُرَهُ. To learn to say thank you, to appreciate, to mention it, not to be proud. No. If somebody does something, the first thing is to make sure that I'm that kind of person. Very quickly, always I notice the blessing and then I'm that kind of person to thank. The words of the Imam is this. This is now from Amir al-Mu'mineen. Meaning this is the miracle of the tongue. How special can we make those who are around us feel using our tongue? The Imam says this. مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing أَجْلَبُ لِقَلْبِ الْإِنسَانِ which attracts the heart in a better way مِنْ لِسَانٍ. The best way of us doing this, the best way of us bringing hearts together is to speak to the person, to thank the person, to appreciate the person, to tell them, right, before we lose them. Some of us we'll wait until it's too late, until we've lost a relative. And then once the relative is no longer in our life, I wish I had said, I wish I had expressed. You don't want to do that. It's really different. Once your relative has left this world, your family member has left this world, there's a lot of, many times people feel like, I wish I had a few days to go back and just express. The responsibility, though, is the person is alive to tell them. That's the first one. The idea is that we use the tongue for this. Too many times in families, the tongue is not used for this. There are families where people say hurtful things, cruel things, or sometimes they even give each other the silent treatment. Opposite of the way of the Ahlul Bayt. The Ahlul Bayt have taught us we express, we talk, we share. We don't want to be like that. Number two. The Imam tells us that the job, the family that's built along the principles of Sayyidah Zahra is going to be like this. He says, وَتَذْكُرَ مَعْرُوفَةً. The other responsibility is the kindness that the person's done. Imagine a family that's like this, a community that's like this. Whenever someone does me a favor, I follow the instructions of the Imam. What's the instructions of the Imam? أَنْ تَذْكُرَ مَعْرُوفَةً. I tell other people what this person did for me. I'm in a gathering. I talk good about my children. I have wonderful children. I talk good about my wife, my husband. I've got a great spouse. I've got great believer, right? That my job, the instructions of the Imam, were that I go over and I share. When somebody's done me a favor, I mention it. I talk about it. I tell other people about it. Imagine a community that's like that, where they consider it a responsibility. Someone's done them a favor. Someone's done good for them to make sure that they share it, that they talk to other people about this. Sometimes people might wonder why it is that we have to do so much when it comes to remembering the shuhada, remembering people like Imam Khomeini. Right? But for some of us, I can say for myself, if it wasn't for Imam Khomeini, then I wouldn't even be Shia. I wouldn't even be a follower of the Ahlul Bayt. If it wasn't for those who've sacrificed, those who've given, those who've put their lives on the line, where would we be? I want to mention a story about one of our shuhada from Lebanon. You and I, we've all heard the story of Shahid Mohsen Hojaji. I remember how he was captured on video and by Daesh. He's already wounded. He's run out of bullets. Now they go over, they capture him, and now they're going to take him, and God knows what's going to happen to this one man. And you and I, we remember the look on his face, that tranquility, that peace, that bravery, knowing what his fate was. Haj Qasim Soleimani was explaining, why is it that he was like that? Facing that kind of a death with those kind of wild people. Haj Qasim was telling a story about one of our shuhada in Lebanon, and he started crying telling the story. He says that one of our shuhada, young man in Lebanon, he said that before he went to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had a dream. Right, so where was this young man fighting? This was in the early part when Hezbollah went into Syria with Qasim Soleimani to save those people from those wild savages. This young man, teenager, went with them. And he had a dream. He told his mother about this. He said, I had a dream, and in my dream, I'm captured by Daesh. They throw me on the ground, and one of the people from Daesh comes out with a knife to slit my throat. He says that just dreaming about that was so real, I woke up terrified. He said the next night, again the same dream. Again, the individual from Daesh sitting on my chest, and he lifts up my chin to cut my throat. And again, I'm so terrified, I wake up. He said the third night, same dream. The Daesh, he's sitting on my chest. He lifts up my head to cut my throat, and at that time I see Imam Hussein's looking. And Imam Hussein says, don't worry, I promise you it's not gonna hurt. The help of the Ahlul Bayt at that time, you do everything you can and then the help of the Ahlul Bayt. So we have to mention these people who did everything for us. Not, this didn't come to us easily. There were some people who stood with the wali of the time, like Sayyida Fatima did. They've learned that lesson. So one of our responsibilities is to mention their goodness. Another one that we find in the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt is that another responsibility is that we talk good about those who've done good for us, just in general. Not only to mention their good deeds, the favors that they've done to us, but just to speak good about them, to talk good about them, to praise them. Imagine a family like this, where everybody is thinking good of the other, remembering their good points, what they've done, saying this. A community that's like this. Mu'mineen and mu'minat who are like this. The Imam says it in this way, وَتَكْسِبَهُ الْمَقَالَةَ الْحَسَنَةِ. You say good things about these individuals. What the Urafa tell us is that if this practice is implemented, so let's say there's a family, and from the very beginning, they made this responsibility, which was given to them by Imam Sajjad, this is one of my duties. For instance, they say, let's say there's a family, and my job is now, I'm correcting small children. I have to correct them. Sometimes children make mistakes, but I've learned this lesson from the Ahlul Bayt. They say, let's say we're the kind of people who, in addition to pointing out the areas where the child can grow, we also point out the areas where they're strong, their good points. We praise the good in them. We talk about what's good for them. What does this do for the children? The Urafa say this does a couple of things for children. The first thing that it does for the child is it helps this child to grow up to be someone who sees the good and the bad in people. They're not overly impressed and see someone as only someone who only has good or someone who only has flaws. They see people and they see the good in them. They learn to just judge people in this way, as opposed to being either overly oppressed or what else happens? They see the positive and negatives. Secondly, these kind of children who are aware of their strong points as well as their flaws, they have hope. And they don't abandon hope in themselves. They don't only see their failures and their flaws. Because my father, my mother, they were people who were pointing out these things. Third, these kind of children learn that their parents are fair people. If I've made a mistake, that's not the only thing they see. They also see my successes. Third, the fourth thing that we learn from this kind of, and I'm going to mention the hadith of the Imam, is that this helps us to have that Islamic sense of self-worth. When I see my strengths, other people tell me about my strengths, what are my good points? It helps me to have that Islamic sense of self-worth. The Imam says it best. He says, "Inna kathrata dhikr li husni af'alihim." He's talking to Malik Ashtar. When you're constantly reminding people of their good points, the things they're doing right, he said this says two things. He says one of them is it encourages the person who's doing the right thing. There's some people who are doing the right thing. Now when you're pointing out, I notice this is good. You're doing the right thing. Not only the flaws, it encourages the person to do more of the right thing. If there's someone who's not doing so well, they're also inspired to keep pushing and doing the right thing. The other thing that the Imam tells us is that in addition of all of these things, we're supposed to make dua for this person. Someone done me a favor. The Imam says, between you and Allah, you remember that person, you make dua for them. The Imam says it this way, وَتُخْلِسَ لَهُ الدُّعَى فِيمَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. When you're alone, when you're by yourself, someone's done you a favor, what God wants from you, what Ahlul Bayt want for you, is that you remember that person and you pray for that person, sincerely. You and I know that for a lot of us, we feel a lot better and have a lot more confidence in the dua of others for us than we do our own duas. If somebody else is praying for us from the bottom of their hearts, we feel a lot more confident in that than our own duas. We need the du'as of others. Especially, we need the du'as of our parents. If our parents, or later when you and I, if we're parents, if we can pray for our children, the hadith says this, if a father will pray for his children, it's like a nabi praying for his ummah. I want to mention a verse of Quran about this. This verse of the Quran is from our prophet, or talking to our Prophet. So our Prophet gets this instruction in Surah Tawbah. God says this, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. Your job, Ya Rasulullah, you go to the people, there's wajibat that they have, there's financial responsibilities that they have, there's certain zakat, khum, these things they must pay. Take this from their wealth. تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. You purify them in this way, you cleanse them in this way. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. But you also pray for them. Allama Tabatawai says, this is the thanks of the Prophet for the people. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. This gives them peace. This gives them peace. So these are some of the things, the instructions of the Ahlul Bayt, in which ways in which we can make our families, all of those believers who interact with us, feel that they are special to us. Now, before, inshallah, we go to the Masa'ib part of the lecture, I'd like to mention a little bit about the challenges, the reasons that we're so grateful for Sayyida Fatima. The thing is that the Sayyida, our mother, she tried, and we've talked about this before, those many, many steps that she took in order to ensure that we get Islam. If we talk about the sacrifices of the Shuhada, nothing compared to the sacrifices of our mother in order to ensure that we get Islam. Her last step, with her last breath, what could our mother do to ensure that Islam gets to us as is? The last thing she did was her secret burial. Our mother told Amirul Mu'mineen, she said, perform the burial rituals for me. The ghusl, the hunud. Perform these things for me at night. And pray for me at night. Pray over me at night. She said, and I want my grave to be secret. I don't want any of those zalimeen, none of the oppressors, to be present when you pray over me. Even the secret burial is a way of us getting the truth. The last breath, a mother, what does a mother do? I want this to happen. So now what happened was that Imam Ali carried this out to the T. Not only did he bury her secretly, but 40 other graves were dug at the same time, so nobody knows now where Sayyida Fatima is. The immediate effect of this was that the people, when they find out that Sayyida Fatima has left this world, the Prophet's daughter, she's left this world in this fashion, and then now we haven't prayed over her, the awakening begins. People start to protest. The authorities have to get control over the situation. They said that, well, where is her body? We have to pray over her. She's been buried already. There's 40 new graves in Baqi. How do we handle this? They said, what we're going to do is we'll get some of the Muslim women and we're going to dig up all the graves. We'll find out where she is and we'll pray over her. When they did this, just the niyyah saying this, the news that they had this intention, they're moving towards Baqi, the news of this reached Amirul Mu'mineen. And Amirul Mu'mineen, this time he was a different Ali. He came with Dhul-Fiqar, with the cloak that he would wear in the times of great difficulty. They said the Imam's eyes were bloodshot. He came with, people start, Hadha Ali ibn Abi Talib, he's on his way. He came over to them and he told them, he said that I forgave my own right in order to preserve the Ummah. But Amma Qabru Fatima, when it comes to the grave of Fatima, he said, I swear by Allah, if you or your companions do anything to these graves, I'll quench the earth with your blood. We ask Allah by the right of Muhammad wa ala Muhammad to accept our mourning for the Sayyida. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
صلى على محمد وآل محمد. ثانية على حب الزهراء صلى على محمد وآل محمد. ثالثة لتعجيل فرج مولانا صاحب العصر والزمن صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله. صلى الله عليك يا حبيب الله. صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله. صلى الله عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة وموضع الرسالة ومختلف الملائكة. May Allah be some blessings be upon you, our beloved Holy Prophet. And the Ahlul Bayt, it was in your homes that Allah blessed us with guidance and revelation. And upon you descend the angels day in and day out. صلى الله عليك يا بنت رسول الله. Peace be upon you, O daughter of the Holy Prophet. صلى الله عليك يا أم الحسن والحسين. Peace be upon you, O mother of Hassan and Hussein. صلى الله عليك أيتها المظلومة المغصوبة. Peace be upon you, O oppressed one, whose right has been taken wrongfully. The musibah is too grand. The sacrifice is too grand for us to ignore everything the Ahlul Bayt and the Madlumin have done for us. For us to say, we should say we're sorry to Allah. These are the days of Fatimiyah. And whenever or wherever you hear the musibah of Sayyidah Fatima, there's always some way that the speaker makes a connection between Imam al-Hussein and his mother Fatima. These two are very close. Sayyidah Fatima had her children, and she was a loving mother to all her children. She didn't favor one over the other, but Imam al-Hussein was Imam al-Hussein. When Sayyidah Fatima returned back from the masjid, by the words of Sayyid Asad Ja'fari, he says, I don't know what happened in that masjid when she went after Ali. All I know is that when she walked towards the masjid, she walked with her own power. What happened in that masjid? What was done to our mother in that masjid? I don't have the courage to speak about, and you don't have the heart to listen. All you should know is that when she walked back from the masjid, she needed the help of her children to walk back to her home. Fatima enters the house and says, Asma, I'm going to my room right now. And so long as you hear the dhikr of Allah from my voice, I'm still in this world. Asma says yes. She lies there. Her mother lies in her room and begins her tasbih and recitation. Asma begins to hear the hamd outside the room. But there comes a time where the dhikr stops. Asma pauses for a moment, listens very carefully. She hears no sound from the room. She says, Ya Binta Muhammad, O daughter of Muhammad. There's no response from the room. Ya Fatima al-Zahra, there's no response from the room. She enters the room. She sees lying there is the daughter of Rasulullah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The soul of Fatima has left this world. Asma leans down. She kisses the forehead of Fatima. She says that when you meet your father in heaven, send him my khas salams. She covers the body. She goes outside the house. Who are the first two that Asma sees? The first two people that she sees are a young Hassan and Hussein. The two look up to Asma. Asma says nothing. The only question they asked Asma was, Asma, Aina Ummuna? Where is our mother Asma? Where is our mother Asma? Asma turns around, walks inside the house. They follow behind Asma. Imam al-Hasan and Hussein enter the room where Fatima is lying. Imam Hassan's reaction was to do what? Immediately runs toward the wadi of his mother. Collapse in front of his mother. He began to cry and weep. It was said to his mother, Umma, Umma, kallimini qabla an takhruj ruhi min badani, kallimini qabla an takhruj ruhi min badani. Mother, I beg you, answer me before my soul leaves my body. But Imam al-Hussein's reaction was something else. He moved back a little. He waited and waited. When there was no call from the mother, he said, Umma, Ana Hussein, Umma, Ana Hussein. This is Hussein. Almost as if to say, every single time you called me Umma, I came running to you. But this time, Hussein, your mother has left and there is no response. This is the same Hussein that when he was moving towards Karbala, leaving Medina, he first went to the grave of Rasulullah and said, Grandfather, I'm leaving Medina. I'm going to save your deen. And he went like a soldier goes in the area of war, completely ready. But when he went to the grave of his mother Fatima, they say he was stumbling towards the grave. Have you ever seen a small child who has not seen his mother in hours? That front door opens, the mother walks in, that child stumbling. tripping and falling. He can't get to his mother fast enough. Imam al-Hussein was not walking towards the grave of Fatima. He was stumbling. He was tripping. He was collapsing. Allah, I'm leaving Medina now. I'm going to Karbala. You're not with me. Baba Ali is not with me. My brother Hassan is not with me. I'm going by myself. He thought for a moment that his mother would leave him alone. But no, Hussein, this is the heart of a mother, Aba Abdullah. On the day of Ashura, when he's about to go and give his life, a voice comes from the tent, Mahlan Mahla, Yabna Zahra. Slow down, son of Zahra. He looks behind and sees Sayyida Zainab is standing there. It was at that moment that Zainab says, Hussein, Ummah told me that when my Hussein goes towards the Maidan of Karbala, give him an amana that you have from me. Lady Zainab leans forward, unbuttons the shirt of Aba Abdullah, kisses the chest of Hussein, kisses the neck of Hussein, kisses the forehead of Hussein. Ummah told me that when my Hussein leaves, kiss his chest, kiss his neck, kiss his forehead. Why, Ummah? She said that chest is the chest that 10 different horses will trample on. That chest is very dear to me. One mal'oon from Nafasul Mahmoom narrates that my horse was the 10th horse to trample Aba Abdullah's body. By Allah, that when my horse reached the body of Hussein and began to trample the body of Hussein, I could hear the cracking of Hussein's ribs. That Hussein, that chest, Zainab, kiss for me. What about the forehead, Fatima? When nobody had spears, when nobody had arrows, when nobody had any weapons, they picked up big rocks and stones and they would throw it at my Hussein's forehead. Kiss that forehead, Zainab. What about the neck, Fatima? That neck that Shimr bin al-Jawshan on the day of Ashura, Janisu ala Sadr al-Hussein. He's sitting on the chest of Hussein. He grabs the beard of Hussein 13 times with a dull knife. That neck, I want you to kiss for me. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أهل بيت محمد أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين Allah, we belong unto Him is our return, and soon the aggressors will know what change their affairs will take, and the end times will be for the righteous. Ya Allah, in the name of Hussein and Fatima, our Lord, we ask you and his mother and father and brother too, and his 9 descendants whom we all ask you through, hasten the reappearance of the awaited but awaiting Hussein of our time, Imam al-Mahdi. Bless us with his content with our actions, Ya Allah. Grant us good health, safety, and prosperity in the preparation to defend our Imam's sanctity. Make victorious those who defend the religion from every enemy. Bless those who revive the cause of Hussein, for they are his remedy. Forgive our sins, strengthen our wills, and rest in peace, our dead. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad.
صلى الله عليك فاطمة، صلى الله عليك فاطمة، صلى الله عليك فاطمة، صلى الله عليك فاطمة. If no one else will mourn you with me, I'll mourn you alone. Your broken ribs and your burning home, all this and so less of you is known. The tablet and the pen attest to you, the secrets of secrets rested with you. Allah sent from the throne blessings to you. Ayah after ayah came in your name. Sallallahu alayka Fatima, sallallahu alayka Fatima, sallallahu alayki ya Fatima, sallallahu alayki ya Fatima. How did the door to heaven fall victim onto the flames? How did they look at you with no shame? How they raised their voice and said your name. Alhamdulillah as much as the rain. Alhamdulillah for my every pain. Alhamdulillah you gave me Hussein. Alhamdulillah hamd al-shakirin. Sallallahu alayka Fatima. Sallallahu alayki ya Fatima. Sallallahu alayki Fatima. Sallallahu alayki ya Fatima. His silence spoke. Indeed we gave you the Kawthar so. Pray to God and sacrifice a soul. Surely the barren one is your foe. The rope to Allah is taken in ropes. The hope for the hopeless struggles for hope. His cheeks were with tears for only twice they were soaked in sajda and when you watch your beloved. Sallallahu alayki ya Fatima. Sallallahu alayki ya Fatima. Sallallahu alayki. Sallallahu alayka Fatima. In the corner weeping when you saw her broken rib. How will you tell your children this? How will you stand up again and pray? Did you bury her on Medina's plains? Did you bury her on Bainul Haramain? Did you bury her on Medina's plains? Did you bury her Bainul Haramain? Haydar replies, holding back heavy pains. She's buried in the heart of all the mu'mineen. Sallallahu alayka Fatima. Sallallahu alayka Fatima. Sallallahu alayki Fatima. Sallallahu alayki Fatima. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
أفلح من صلى على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Inshallah, a loud salawat for Brother Jafar for the beautiful recitation.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Fatima, oh, the soul between Rasulullah's sides. Fatima, oh, the fragrance left in Ali's mind. Fatima, oh, the flower that left and decorated the skies. Fatima, for until today we hear the Mahdi's cries. For until today we hear the Mahdi's cries. Searching for her grave like searching for a star. No matter how close, she still remains far. Searching for her grave
like searching for a star. No matter how close, she still remains far.
Buried with her secrets and heavenly scent. Buried with her secrets and O Mahdi, rise, for it's time to lament. O Mahdi, rise, for it's time to lament. Searching for her grave like searching for a star. No matter how close, she still remains far. Buried with her
secrets and heavenly
sun. O Mahdi, rise, for it's time to lament. O Mahdi, rise. When they brought their logs to burn her house, they called, O Fatima, bring your spouse. They called, O Fatima, bring your spouse. She replied behind the door which was shut. She replied behind the door which was shut. They said, it's Fatima, and he said, so what? They said, it's Fatima, and he said, so what? He kicked with his foot and hit her with the door. She ended up falling like a star on the floor. She lied with no help as she lied with no help as she sat and bled. Even the sky's tears began to shed. Where are you, O Savior, from her descent? Where are you, O Savior, from her descent? O Mahdi, rise, for it. O Mahdi, rise,
for
it. Searching for her grave. Sultan.
No matter how close, she still remains far.
Buried with
her secrets and heavenly sent.
O Mahdi, rise, for it. O Mahdi, rise, for it's time to lament. Her Muhsin, he caused her to miscarry. She would tell him, leave my dear, go hurry. For this sight of me will break your heart. I'd rather you go than being torn apart. She would weep over his empty crib. She would weep over his empty crib. A mother left broken like her rib. A mother left broken like her rib. She would call out to Fidla for some aid. The skies would darken because of their raid. She would ask for her beloved Ali. Even towards him they displayed no mercy. For their actions they would never repent. For their actions they would O Mahdi, rise, for it's time to lament. O Mahdi, rise,
for it's time to lament.
Searching for her grave like searching for a star, no matter how close. Buried with her, O Mahdi, rise. O Mahdi, rise. Not too long after the real tragedy befell, her children having to bid her farewell, her children having to bid her farewell. As Zainab's heart shattered with no mother to mend, as Zainab's heart shattered with no mother to mend, checking if she's gone or it's just pretend, checking if she's gone or it's just pretend. Hoping it's just one bad dream. The tears from her eyes began to stream. The tears from her eyes began to stream. Oh Hussein, come and see our mother. Oh Hussein, come and see our mother. Oh Hussein, come and see our mother. Oh Hussein, come and see. Hassan called out to his dear brother. Hassan called out to his dear brother. The angels gathered for such a sight. The angels gathered for such a sight. The world turned forever into night. The world turned forever into night. When her soul departed and was sent, when her soul departed and was sent, O Mahdi, rise for it. O Mahdi, rise. Searching for her grave, no matter how close, she still remains far. O Mahdi, rise, for it's time to lament. O Mahdi, rise,
for it's time to lament.
Our hearts have broken through the years, as our eyes for you are filled with tears. As our eyes for you are filled with tears. Every year her tragedy you don't forget. Every year her tragedy you don't forget. As outside her door you go and sit. As outside her door you go and sit. With your hands raised you ask and pray. With your hands raised you ask and pray. Oh my Lord, hasten for me that day. Oh my Lord, hasten for me that day. Your time is coming and none can prevent. Your time is coming, none can prevent. Your time is
coming, none can prevent.
O Mahdi, rise, for it's time to lament. O Mahdi, rise, for it's time to lament. Searching for her grave like searching for a star. How close, she still remains far. Buried with her secrets and heaven. O Mahdi, rise, for it's time to lament. Aflaha man salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
صلى على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
من يتنا الحب الزهراء صلى على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
ثالثة لتعجيل فرج مولانا صاحب العصر والزمان صلى على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد.
أما I'm a servant, I'm a servant to Fatima. 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 She is the lady of light, the one who never fell without a fight, protecting Ali's right, protecting Ali's right. I'm a servant, I'm a servant to Fatima. I'm a servant, I'm a servant to Fatima. She is the lady of light, the one who never fell without a fight, protecting Ali's rights, protecting Ali's rights. Fatima, call Ali to come pay allegiance. Fatima, call Ali to come pay allegiance. Fear Allah and drop your deadly ignorance. Fear Allah and drop your deadly ignorance. Shameless at the holy door, knowing he was caught. He knew that she was in there, and only said so what. Attacking Fatima, imagine who would. Imagine seeing all that burning wood. Attacking Fatima, imagine who would. Imagine seeing all that burning wood. And behind the door, Fatima stood, doing all that she could. Doing all that she could. Fatima, she's the daughter of your holy prophet. Fatima, she's the daughter of your holy prophet. After knowing this, they ignored, and the door was lit. After knowing this, they ignored, and the door was lit. Knowing she was behind the door, they began to push some more. Broke her holy ribs, and broke her holy ribs. Knowing she was behind the door, they began to push some more. Knowing she was behind the door, they began to push some more. And broke her holy ribs, and broke her holy ribs. For Ali, she took this pain. For Muhammad, she took this pain. For you and I, she took this pain. Her love for us is insane. Her love for us is insane. I'm a servant, I'm a servant to Fatima. I'm a servant, I'm a servant to Fatima. She is the lady of light, the one who never fell without a fight, protecting Ali's right. Mother, we're your beloved Hassan and Hussein. Mother, we're your beloved Hassan and Hussein. Don't leave us, oh mother, we can bear all this pain. Don't leave us, oh mother, we can bear all this pain. Mother, I beg you, please answer me before my soul leaves my body. Mother, I beg you, please answer me before my soul leaves my body. My tears flow to the sea of infinite grief. Fatima, I'm Ali, what have they done to you? Fatima, I'm Ali, what have they done to you? Your broken ribs broke my heart, what have you been through? I have to wash my own wife, tell me it's not true. Ali, come bury me in the night, in a place far and out of sight. Ali, come bury me in the night, in a place far and out of sight. The final farewell, the final farewell. I'm a servant, I'm a servant to Fatima. She is the lady of light, the one who never fell without a fight, protecting Ali's right, protecting Ali's right.
Your lovers are standing, mourning your great loss. Your lovers are standing, mourning your great loss. To God our love rises, you're the bridge we cross. To God our love rises, you're the bridge we cross. We will all stand behind the door, instead of you we'll be on the floor. We will all stand behind the door, instead of you we'll be on the floor. Whatever pleases you and more, whatever pleases you and more. I am Mahdi and I will avenge the death of my mother. I am Mahdi and I will avenge the death of my mother. My followers like them, you will find no other. My followers like them, you will find no other. And we'll never forget Hussein and Karbala with all his pain. And we'll never forget Hussein and Karbala with all his pain. We will then take each other's hands and spread justice upon these lands. We will then take each other's hands and spread justice upon these lands. And stand on the right path, and stand on the right path. I'm a servant to Fatima. She is the Lady of Light, the one who never fell without a fight, protecting Ali's rights, protecting Ali's rights. I'm a servant to Fatima. I'm a servant to Fatima. She is the Lady of Light, the one who never fell without a fight, protecting Ali's right, protecting Ali's right. Sallallahu alaihi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا بنت رسول الله. السلام عليك يا سيدة النساء العالمين من الأولين والآخرين. السلام عليك أيتها الصديقة الشهيدة. السلام عليك أيتها المظلومة المغصوبة. السلام عليك أيتها المتطهدة المقهورة. السلام عليك يا فاطمة بنت رسول الله ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد.
Thank you, brothers and sisters, once again for joining us. Inshallah, for future programs, please ask one of the brothers and sisters to join our WhatsApp group or follow us on social media. Thank you again. Wassalamu alaikum.
Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. Ya Fatima Ya Zahra, 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 Ya Fatima The day of trial has come. The house of Haidar is burned. Can we imagine your pain? The door has struck a Zahra. The door has struck a Zahra. The nail pierced my mother. Haidar's heart rides right along. Muhsin ascends high above. The lady slowly martyred. The lady slowly martyred. Ya Fatima Ya Zahra, Ya Fatima Ya Zahra, Ya Fatima.